Ervin Perkyud, Mishnah Zayin. Bor Bishus Harabim, V'chul Yosa Gavah Asara Tefachim. If you have a pit that's in Rishus Harabim, and around the pit, when they would dig it up, or even if they didn't dig it up, they used to surround the pit with earth or mortar or whatever that would enclose the pit. Edifice that was created, which was called the Chul Yosa of the pit, if it was higher than 10 Tefachim, so now inside the pit becomes Rishus HaYachid, because now you have a Mechitza that's 10 Tefachim high. So Chalon Sh'al Gabav Memalan Hemena B'Shabbos. So if you're standing or you're sitting, let's say in Rishus HaYachid, in your own house, and you have a window, and your window has a din of Rishus HaYachid. So let's say you have a pail or a bucket, and you throw it from your window directly into this pit, over the walls. And even if in between the window where you are and the pit is Rishus HaRabim, like the Mishnah says, you're filling it, so you're pulling the pail up directly from the pit into your house through the window, and it's going from Rishus HaYachid to your Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Really, this is not Derech Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the area above 10 Tefachim from the ground of Rishus HaRabim is a Makom Ptur, like we've had this in the past, in Shabbos. So therefore, you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Makom Ptur, because the area that the pail or pitcher is going through is higher than 10 Tefachim, higher than the ground in Rishus HaRabim. And the Chiddush is, like Tosfos Santo points out, obviously, the window and the bore and the pit can be even more than 4 Tefachim, because if they're less than 4 Tefachim from each other, even if it's Rishus HaRabim, if it's less than 4 Tefachim, it wouldn't be a problem regardless. And you wouldn't need it to be 10 Tefachim high, because it would be a Makom Ptur, you'd be mamish allowed to walk right through it, like we've had in the past. Next case in the Mishnah, Ashba Rishus HaRabim, if you have a heap in Rishus HaRabim, like a garbage heap, Gavo Asar Tefachim, and it's 10 Tefachim high, so it's Din Rishus HaYachid, and it's 4 Tefachim wide. Chalon Sha'al Gabav, same kind of scenario, you have a window that's above it, near it. Shoivchin L'Soicha Mayim B'Shabbos, you'll let it pour from the window into this garbage heap, because you're going from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Makom Ptur, because you're higher than 10 Tefachim off the ground. And the Rav explains, we're not afraid that you're going to start taking from the Ashba. You're going to start removing things from this heap, because this is an Ashba Shal Rabim. The people would leave things there. However, the Rav says, if one person owned this Ashba, let's say you own this Ashba, and it was in Rishus HaRabim, there would be afraid that you would move things away from it eventually, and you would not be allowed to pour things onto it on Shabbos. Because if we keep allowing you to pour things on Shabbos, maybe one day you'll start taking things away from the Ashba, and it'll be less than, I guess, 3 Tefachim off the ground. So now Mamish becomes Rishus HaRabim. And then just by rote, you may continuously throw things onto it from your house. And if you do that, that would be a big problem, because then it would be throwing from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim.